Most people get married for sex, money, and children. That's the main three reasons. And the problem is, if you get married because of sex, what happens when sex becomes the stress? You know, you can only stay married happily if the reason that you're married is greater than the stress that you're under. So you get married to have children. What happens when children are the stress? You know, you get married for money. What happens when money becomes the stress? And by the way, the number three top reasons for people to get married is sex, children, and money. Those are the three top reasons why people divorce. And so when that becomes your stress, and so I say that to say, God, we decided early in our marriage, the reason that we get married is because of God. Welcome to Marriage Day Podcast. I'm Jimmy Evans. This is my wife, Karen. And the topic today is our 50 years of marriage. You know, this is a kind of a big deal, a big milestone.
It is.
I remember our five-year anniversary that we almost didn't make, almost divorced before that. And 10 and 25 was a big one. Our last big one was 40, but 50 years that we have been married now. And, you know, it's a...
Well, we've known each other for 54.
That's right. We dated for all the years before. You actually had a boyfriend when I met you. And she still won't admit that she had a boyfriend named Bart, idiot, that was he was a senior track star.
We could start talking about Polk Street.
Yeah, all the girls I picked up on Polk Street. But anyway, we made it through the dating years. And we got married at 19 years old, didn't know anything about marriage, and you know, went through several rocky years there at the very beginning. And
well, I always like to say, too, we had so many fights before we got married. And people say, why did you get married? And I was like, because I knew his heart. His heart was really good. He just had messed up. He was just a little messed up, but he had a good heart.
Well, I want to talk about, because I know that a lot of people, when you hear that someone's been married 50 years, in this day and time, that is unusual. And it is a long time. But people want to be married. No one wants to get divorced. No one wants to mess up in marriage. And even if this is your second or third marriage, you know, I'm just saying, you want it to be your final marriage. You want a marriage that lasts a lifetime. And absolutely, teetotally, in our relationship, the number one reason that we're together is because of God.
100%.
Yeah. So I got saved a week before we got married. I think you got saved like a year before we got married. But the foundation of God in our relationship absolutely is the reason that we're together today. And I say this in seminars, you can only stay married if the reason that you're married is greater than the stress that you're under. And so most people get married for sex, money, and children. That's the main three reasons. And the problem is, if you get married because of sex, what happens when sex becomes the stress? You know, you can only stay married happily if the reason that you're married is greater than the stress that you're under. So you get married to have children. What happens when children are the stress? You know, you get married for money. What happens when money becomes the stress? And by the way, the number three top reasons for people to get married is sex, children, and money. Those are the three top reasons why people divorce. And so when that becomes your stress, and so I say that to say, God, we decided early in our marriage, the reason that we get married is because of God. I mean, the reason we are married because of God. The charter of our marriage is we want to glorify God in our marriage. And we have. And we want to glorify God in our children. We want to glorify God in our finances. We want to glorify God. So there's no stress that can come on us that is greater than the reason that we're married, because we're married because of God. And so if you're married because of each other, if you're married because you're meeting each other's needs or because you're happy and married, then all of a sudden circumstances shift and you've got your foot out the back door. But when you say, if I can't find any other reason to stay married to you, I'm going to stay married to you to glorify God and to further his purpose.
Well, I wasn't even that strong of a Christian when I believed in that foundation, what you're talking about. I just remember reading in, is it Malachi that says, you know, he hates divorce.
He hates divorce because it damages people.
Well, but it's my point is, for me personally, I was thinking, okay, that means God wants us to stay married. So we need to work this thing out, figure out a way to make it work. And so that's what we did. You know, it takes, you know, it's.
Hi there, Jimmy Evans here. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to take a moment to talk to you about something important, mental health. You know, life throws us all sorts of challenges, and sometimes we need a little extra support to navigate through them. That's where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp is a platform dedicated to making therapy more accessible and affordable. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, depression, or just feeling overwhelmed by life's pressures, therapy can provide you with the tools you need to thrive. That's why I'm proud to partner with BetterHelp. Their team of licensed therapists is ready to listen and help you on your journey to mental wellness. And the best part, you can access BetterHelp from the comfort of your own home. No more waiting rooms or scheduling conflicts, just quality therapy tailored to your needs. So if you're ready to take the next step toward a happier, healthier you, I encourage you to visit betterhelp.com/marriage today. That's betterhelp.com/marriage today to get started today. Remember, Better H-E-L-P is just a click away. Thank you to BetterHelp for supporting our mission here at Marriage Today.
I like to say we're the pioneers because we didn't have material like we have in we had to learn ourselves, you know, the baby steps of how to be married. And it came with a lot of hard work and a lot of sacrifice and a lot of crying, a lot of wanting to give up, a lot of slamming doors and screaming. And
she's talking about herself. She's not talking about me.
I can own it. And so, you know, it takes, it's hard. It's, I mean, marriage is a lot of work, but it's worth it because when you're committed to someone and then you start seeing the fruit of your labor, it becomes so worth it. I mean, I look now where we are compared to where we were, and I just thank the Lord that, you know, he's done such a great thing. And you and I say every day that in the midst of this world that we're living in, we are so blessed.
Yeah.
And it's just it's something to be so thankful for, to see how God works, you know, when we trust him and trust his word and you know, do our lives around his word and what he says.
That's right.
It just brings a foundation and a unity in a marriage that nothing else can.
The word of God saved our marriage when we almost divorced. It was Genesis 2, 24 and 25, the four laws of marriage that saved our marriage. And we didn't know anything about anything. I was not a spiritual person, terrible husband, but God saved us. But you again, look back at all the 50 years of our marriage, the word of God has been the foundation. We keep going back to the word of God, and we would raise our children and our children would say, well, these people are doing this. My friends are doing this. And we would tell our kids 1,000 times, we don't care what other people are doing. We care what God says. We're going to do what God says.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was both of our children today have been married for 25 years or longer. They both have great kids. They have great marriages, great children, raising their children the way that we raise them. And that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get that by following your feelings. You get that by submitting to God, obeying the word of God, and letting that be, letting God be the foundation of why you're married, but also how you're married. And so when we look back on 50 years of marriage, it's really a God thing.
Mm-hmm.
We would be divorced. I mean, there's no, I would be divorced multiple times, I believe, honestly, because I was just a train wreck.
Yeah.
But God healed you.
Mm-hmm.
When we got married, I've never met a person with lower self-esteem and more self-hatred than you had.
Mm-hmm.
We got married. Psalm 107:20 says, God sent his word to heal them and to deliver them from their destructions. And that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God literally transformed you from the person that you were to the person you are now.
I think it's just a matter of committing and trusting the Lord. You know, it's like in Proverbs says, you know, commit your ways to him and trust him. And it's not always easy, though. I mean, I know what the word of God says now because I read it every day. But there were times I would just read one little scripture and think, how does that work? You know, and it takes faith. It takes a trust in God and a faith in his word that it really is going to help you. And it's like, build your foundation on that. And, you know, you really will be okay.
Well, you wake up in the morning and, you know, Galatians 5 says the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Well, that's the personality of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that's the fruit of the spirit, which means when you invite God into your life, and you just say, Lord, I need you to help me to love my spouse and to love my children. Well, love, the first fruit of the spirit is love.
Mm-hmm.
And then joy, and then peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, all of those kinds of things. Well, that's not our natural temperament. Mm-hmm. Even nice people, mm-hmm. that when you get under stress, you're the real you comes out. But when you're under the, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. and when you're depending on God, it changes your personality. It changes your temperament. And, you know, after 50 years of being a Christian, I can be so godly under difficult circumstances when I'm close to the Lord and depending on the Holy Spirit. After 50 years of being a Christian, I can be very carnal when I'm not close to the Lord and I'm not depending on the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And so we wake up in the mornings, and the first thing we do is both, you go to your room, I go to my room, we read the Bible, we pray, mm-hmm. we have a relationship with God. That is the most important foundation of our marriage.
I agree. Good job.
Well, for all of you that are, maybe you're not married or you're married right now, maybe there's a question mark over whatever, I just want you to know that you can make it, but you need to depend on God. Even if your spouse isn't doing the right thing, you can depend on God. That's what Karen did. Mm-hmm. And that's what saved our marriage. Another thing I want to say is at XO Marriage, we have mediators, people that help you, coaches that will help you. They can do it by video. They can do it by phone. They can do it in person. We also do half day and full day intensives. And we see people who are divorced, get remarried. People who are on the verge of divorce stay very happily married. People with very serious problems work through their problems. There's nothing that you can't get through if you're mm-hmm. depending on God and get the help that you need. Mm-hmm. So go on XO Marriage and you go where it says mediators and go on there. It gives you all the information you need, but don't give up. If you need help, get help, but don't give up. The most important foundation in your marriage is God, and godly counsel can get you through anything you're going through. We hope that this has been an encouragement for you today. Come back next time. We'll see you here. Marriage Day Podcast.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with XO Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today Podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today Podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out xomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.